Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened mixed, following mostly lower levels in Asia, but with semiconductor and tech equipment stocks rallying in those markets following NVIDIA's positive outlook. US dollar is higher again, with the Aussie note at 6-month lows and New Zealand dollar at a 2-month low. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil and gold futures are down, and industrial metals are under more pressure. On the US debt ceiling front, headlines are turning negative, with the two sides having not made meaningful progress towards a deal, while House Speaker McCarthy is still optimistic that an agreement will be reached. Markets are now getting increasingly nervous, with the spread widening to around 4% between Treasury bills maturing in early June and shorter-dated securities. On the central bank front, there is nothing particularly surprising in the May FOMC minutes, as they fit with the unrelenting higher-for-longer Fed narrative, though there is some uncertainty around the extent of additional tightening that may be needed, even if there is a pause in rates in June. Overnight, the Bank of Korea has left its policy rate unchanged for a third straight meeting, saying that it expects the economy to remain weak for some time, but inflation is likely to fall considerably. The bank has also cut the 2023 and 2024 GDP forecast. More on the data front, the South Korean PPI inflation has eased to its lowest level in more than 2 years. Singapore's Q1 GDP is better than the flash estimate, but the government has cut its full-year export outlook on weak Asia demand and lower oil price. In Europe, Germany's Q1 GDP has unexpectedly dropped. The German GFK consumer confidence for June is a bit weaker than forecast also. And the French business survey has missed as well. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the Q1 GDP as well as the April pending home sales, the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, and the weekly natural gas inventories are also due. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Best Buy, Ralph Lauren, Medtronic, and Dollar Tree. These are posting results before the open. Autodesk, Ulta Beauty, and Costco Wholesale will report after the close. In corporate news, Tradeweb Markets is going to acquire Yield Broker for around $81.8 million in cash. Yield Broker is owned by banks active in Australian and New Zealand fixed income trading, as well as the Australian Securities Exchange. Carl Icahn is set to win enough shareholder votes to install at least one nominee on Illumina's board, according to Reuters. In Asia, equities turned lower on Thursday. Japan closed mixed with Nikkei up on tech support and topics flat. Australia closed at a 7-week low. Hong Kong also slipped to the lowest level since the beginning of December amid a sell-off in real estate and tech stocks. Mainland Chinese markets were also down. Losses were also seen in South Korea, Southeast Asia, and India. Taiwan was an outlier to trade higher as TSMC gained on NVIDIA's outlook. European equity markets are lower, mostly tracking weakness in global markets in the prior session. On the macro front, markets are pricing in a more aggressive Bank of England rate cycle after yesterday's UK inflation data. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.